here we are. You know, I can't decide whether I love that intro music or I hate it. So it might be the last time you ever hear it because it's so positive and I like the song that when it ends, it naturally like leaves me hanging like, hey, man, and I don't want listeners to, you know, feel let down. Like they want to continue that listening to that song. And then I'm just, you know, a wet blanket that comes in to tell stories about the air conditioning industry and all these interesting people I'm meeting. But listeners, welcome. I guess I can't even technically call anyone a listener yet because this is our first podcast. You've technically not listened, although you're listening now. So if you are listening to this, thank you. Not thank you for tuning in, but thank you for your encouragement over the last few months or really year. So many of you have reached out to me, messages, calls, encouraging notes about wanting to continue to hear my voice and continue to hear some of these stories. So thank you for that. I guess you've either heard me on a podcast before over the years, or maybe we're friends on Facebook or through the business world, but either way, I am thrilled you are here and so thrilled that you'll listen. I'm really excited to do this. There is one moment that kind of pushed me over to the edge, which is really random, but I'll share it with you. And it might be the name of this intro, and it probably shouldn't be because it's kind of spammy. But I was watching Kanye West documentary. So I was flying back with one of my employees a few weeks ago, and he told me to watch the Kanye West documentary. And I grew up listening to hip hop and everything, really. I'm in a huge country kick right now. I didn't realize, by the way, that Luke Combs was an artist or was a person. And turns out he's like the most famous country person. But anyways, I put on the Kanye West documentary and I was watching his story. And I didn't know, like, I had heard that, oh yeah, he was a producer and then he became a rapper and he's really good. And then he went crazy. And that was the extent of my like Kanye West knowledge, right? And I watched the documentary and one of the coolest parts of the documentary was he finally got signed by a label. No one really took him seriously. Finally got signed, and then they kind of put him on the back shelf. They were like, we're not going to take this to market quite yet. There's something here, but there's other stuff that's a priority. And so he went out and just put together his video, put together his songs, and you know, paraphrasing, of course. But he didn't wait. He just did it, and then he made history and all of that. So I was watching that documentary, and I was like, man, what am I waiting for? Like I was waiting for Contractor Commerce to be at a different stage and, you know, a different set of priorities on my desk or just, you know, more time, or maybe the kids are, you know, maybe I'll wait till the fall so I'm not bothered with summer. And basically what I realized was I've had all of these great ideas my entire career. Okay. And I just kind of kick the can on them because there's always a reason not to do them. There's always a reason that something else should be a priority. And so this Kanye West thing was like, man, what am I waiting for? Like, just do it. I know it's going to be great. I know I enjoy doing it. I know people need to hear these stories. So let's just do it. So that is the Change Your Filter podcast. And welcome. I'm so excited that you're listening. This is going to be a little bit different of a podcast. I think that the natural tendency in really any vertical is to just go out and find the celebrity names and put them on your podcast, get some attention and traction from that, and then go put yourself on other podcasts and get an audience that way. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. My goal is that during the first, I don't know, 10 or 12 episodes, we'll see how this plays out. I mean, really, this is going to be a work in progress. I hope that at first glance, you guys are, guys and gals, you listeners, are super underwhelmed by the names that we put out there. I hope that on my first guest, you look at that and you're like, I've never heard of this person from Oklahoma, or I've never heard of this young lady from California or whatever. And I hope that your first reaction is like, what could this person possibly tell me that I don't already know? Give it a listen. Give it a couple listens. What you are going to find that there are extraordinary stories, normal people, all in kind of the same world that we're in, that will inspire you, challenge you, motivate you to look at things differently, and to look at what's possible and to do great things. Whenever I am at an industry event or I'm talking with people who care a lot about the industry like I do, there's always this conversation around elevating the industry. And it sounds good, but there's not a lot of action, right? There's not a lot of collective action toward elevating the industry from top to bottom. And I want this to be a way that the industry can build community and recognize the opportunity and the upside in just looking at things differently, just being open and curious and learning from one another, because we have so many remarkable, inspiring stories to share, and we're going to share them on Change Your Filter.